episode 2484, Every Little Bit Matters.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. I hope you're having a fabulous week. It is Inspiration Motivation Day, and I want you to wear a smile on your face today because every little bit matters. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, there's nothing better than doing life on purpose. Be intentional about how you go about today. Every little bit matters. Just think about what's possible when you're in the moment. Or are you dreading the moment? What is it for you? You get to choose how you see your day and everything in between the sunrise and sunset. You know, I went to my daughter's and son-in-law's home this past weekend, and I got to enjoy some concentrated time with my grandson who just turned the big 01. Oh, yes, he's absolutely adorable. And he's such a curious child and wants to explore everything around him. Now, he's not quite walking yet. However, he's pulling up on everything. I mean, from the coffee table that moves to, it's one of those kind of fancy, weird coffee tables. It's really cool, but it moves. So, and he just discovered that too. And my daughter was like, great job, Grandma. You just taught him how to move the coffee table. I said, it wasn't me. He figured it out. Anyway, so what happened was we were just playing and having fun. And I decided it would be a great help to him to help him learn to walk with his walker. So he took the first two steps, but he couldn't believe he was doing it. He just had these big eyes like, you're right there, right, Grandma? You're going to catch me. But then he became a little unsure of himself and quickly he lowered himself to his knees. Oh yes, safety indeed. Well, you know, this grandma couldn't let him just settle into what he knows. We needed to push him just a little bit. So off we went again, me supporting the walker so it wouldn't get away from him and him trying to walk not two, but three steps. And we did this over and over and over again over a two-day period. It was so much fun. And within seconds, he was back down again on his knees. He would be up and then down, up and then down. He's like, I like down better because I know it. Yesterday, I received a video of him walking around the house all by himself with a walker. Every little bit matters. You may not think what you do in the slightest even matters, but it's the cumulative effect that really counts in your everyday. But we tend to dismiss that. We think we have to have this glorious moment, all of everything coming together, the angels singing, oh, that this is going to happen and it's going to be right now. But really, it's not. It's what you do for 5 minutes. It's what you do for 25 minutes later. It's what you do for a day. It's what you do for 2.5 seconds. Every little bit matters. Well, I started a project organizing my home since the move of almost 4 years ago. Now, it's kind of crazy, you know, when you move, sometimes you just have to put stuff anywhere so you can go somewhere. And that's really what it was. I just kind of put stuff in and we went immediately trucking into the world and we haven't stopped. And I was like, you know what? Life is kind of crazy and I need to get some things in order before I can do my next things. And my next things are some really big things. And I can't have stuff just hanging over my head. So my mom came down. She's on the mainland still. And so she came down from Kansas City, popped in and said, you know, hey, what can I do to help you? And I was like, awesome. So we began the hard job of making a mess before we could even begin to see progress. Have you ever been there? Where it's like, yes, I want to get everything done. But in order to get everything done, it becomes an absolute destroyer. And you're like, gosh, I cannot see the trees through the forest. Like, it's not there. We pulled everything off the shelves and replaced the old ones with new ones. And then we began to organize and discover what had been missing for years. The few breaks we took, I came back in and I felt like we weren't getting anywhere. It was like, it's still a mess. It's not moving fast enough. And my mom reminded me that we were making a dent. I'm like, yeah, right, surely. Do you think I was acting a little bit like my grandson at that moment? I had to keep going. We will wrap this up soon, she said. Just keep doing it. Sure enough, about 8 hours later, the garage is a new room. It is gorgeous. Like you almost could eat dinner off the garage floor. I kid you not. Now, it's not like really that spick and span. I would encourage it. You might have a few cobwebs. But for the most part, I know where everything is in the garage. Everything has a place. And now this leads to more organizing in the house. And I'm thrilled. I cannot wait to get started on that project that I have today. Actually, there's about three of them, and I think we can get them all done. But guess what? I bet you at some point I'm going to say, we're not getting anywhere, Mom. And she's going to tell me, oh, yes, we were. Well, while I was working, I didn't think we were making headway, right? But I, too, needed to be reminded, just like my grandson, that every little bit matters. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. You cannot get everything done that you want to get done in the time that you set it, always. Because you see, our timeline isn't usually functioning to the timeline of what actually happens when you're in motion, in progress. So don't fret over what you don't see happening. Do what you know will bring you results in minutes, hours, days, weeks, months, or years. Keep yourself distanced from those little chatters in your head that try to lead you astray. As attractive as quitting or doing what you know is, every little bit matters. So don't fret. Don't frown. In fact, put on a beautiful smile and know that today you're going uptown. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.